This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th. Joffrey.org.
Time now for StoryCorps. In March of this year, Shauna Seegers and her husband, Otis, were both diagnosed with coronavirus. 1 month later, Otis died. Days after what would have been her husband's 57th birthday, Shauna Seegers sat down for a StoryCorps Chicago interview with her brother, Dr. Antonio Johnson. He asked Shauna to describe her late husband.
Otis was my friend, my lover, my protector. And one of the things about my husband is that he understood me. And we gave each other the best that we could.
What is your first memory of Otis?
When I met Otis, I had to be about 20. I could feel the genuineness in his heart. The way he looked at me. The way he adored me. Those were the best memories of us meeting and getting to know each other.
What did Otis look like?
Ooh-wee. Tall, like 6'3 and a half. Nice built, beautiful smile. Bald head, dark. He was just fine, sexy.
What was you guys' relationship like?
It was good. It was bad. It was good. It was bad. We fell in and out of love several times, you know. So, you know, just like a relationship, it was normal.
What is the most challenging part of this experience?
When we contracted the virus and I had to leave the hospital and leave him there, I wasn't able to go back and visit him. I was not able to give him his last kiss. I was not able to hold his hand. That was the most heart-wrenching thing that I had to experience. And being hopeful and being optimistic, hoping he would come home so I could love on him again, was what I held on to.
What has been the hardest thing losing Otis? What has been the hardest thing about it?
Being strong for my kids, even when I wanted to break down, and telling them it was gonna be okay. When they would cry, and I would be wanting to cry, but I couldn't because I had to be strong for them.
Has this experience changed you?
Oh my God, changed me. It's almost, no, not changed. It's transformed me. Nothing is promised. Nothing is guaranteed. You just gotta live each day as if it's your last. And one day it's going to be the truth.
Is there something, if Otis was here today, that you would want to ask him?
I want to know why he left me. What am I supposed to do from now on? Like, what's next, man? What's next? I will ask him, dang, couldn't he have held on a little while longer?
What has helped you most in your grief?
Having a brother like you. I so love you. Thank you for everything. When I couldn't make decisions myself, you helped me make them and you walked through it with me. I love you so much.
Thank you.
That was Shauna Seegers talking to her brother, Dr. Antonio Johnson. They were recorded through a partnership between StoryCorps Chicago and the Illinois Department of Public Health. WBEZ's Bill Healy produced this excerpt. If you want to record an interview, you can sign up for a StoryCorps Chicago virtual recording booth session. A facilitator will help guide you. That's at StoryCorps.org/Chicago.